The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Yud Zayin, the halachas of knotting and a bow on Shabbos, the middle of Sif Aleph, which we spoke about, a kesher shal kayama versus a kesher shein shal kayama. Ketuvim b'chabad is on page 262, middle of Sif Aleph, second line down. A kesher shein shal kayama and a knot that is not permanent, beinimais uman, and it's not professional. That's the third category. That's mutal kashla ketchila. We spoke about kesher shal kayama, which is ma'isa uman, which that is chayiv. We spoke about if it's one and not the other, that's pater avalasa. And then there's not a shush, it's not permanent, and it's not a professional act. Mutal kashla ketchila initially, not you'll make such a knot. I go send your mob, but chayin le'enyin hatarasa, something is regarding untying it. Din nikam alin kishur asa, so say a same halachic status as when you're making a knot, says the Torah. Kedushas Mechaba further says Ketzad Haso. It says Nifsikale Ritzua. Let's say someone's strap got torn, Ukshara, and he knots it. Nifsik Achabel Ukshara. If the rope became undone and he knotted, Veshakasha Chabel Bedli, or he tied a rope onto a bucket. Veshakasha Resin Behemo, or he tied on the bit of the animal. It is a part to all these cases. You're going to be exempt. So to all that are similar regarding these knots, where they're a common person's act, and when everyone ties it, that it shall last. So that's the case of potter. Now, any knot that's not permanent, if you tie it with a professional knot, it's also that's forbidden. Now, for a mitzvah purpose, let's say you're making a knot to measure something that's from the measurements of the Torah, then you're allowed to make a knot that's an impermanent knot. Some say the Eshlezar one has to be careful not to untie any knot, which is a double knot, one on top of the other. We're not so well versed what's called a knot of that's professional. The Philippish initial kiyama also kasher that even if it's not meant to last, it's forbidden to make such a knot. What then latir same thing is to untie it. But in Neugin, that's the custom. That's the goes alfalsi perik and liksharim. Makom nira, however, says the Rama, it seems to be makom sar in the situation of pain. In lachash one does not have to be concerned. The mitzvah latir let untie. In el isur rabban, it's only rabbinic prohibition. Makom sar legazu in the situation of pain, one that they did not make a degree. This that you need to have two knots, one on top of the other. That's when you're tying two things together as one. But if let's say you made a knot on one end of a thread or a string, then there's a lacha like two knots, says the smag. Says the Mishburim, Sip Cotton Zion. The Rama said, same thing regarding untying the knot. Dini Kamei B'chula has the same halacha like making a knot. It's not what it means to say is the mukesher shechayim like kishur de ibet a knot that they're liable for the making a knot chayim and alateric. You're liable for untying it. Choshu pata b'lasa, whatever the middle category that you examine, but it prohibited imud legitchila or totally permitted. Gam b'tirikin, this is the Rambam, that's also for untying the same halacha. Chokesher shemut latir, any knot you're allowed to untie, imen yoch latir, if you cannot untie it, mutal anatkoi. So then you're allowed to just pull it apart. Imul etzarech if there's a need. Vein lasses came before the amarts, but don't do it in front of an ignorant person. Shleimel hakol yoy, so that it shouldn't come to be even more lenient. Say the chayin name of the yamshal shleimer. Sevkat and ches. So the mechaber said ketzad. And so he said nefsika b'chulis ad lelkoy. It's going back on what he previously said. B'shal kayama ve'inim ayisu umen. When it's a permanent knot, but it's not that professional. That's the middle category of the patla ba'aser. You're exempt, but it's prohibited because it has one of the two elements. Sevkat and tes. And, or he said, let's say if you tied a knot of a chevel b'dli, of a rope into a bucket, which which is hanging over there on the opening of the well, lisha b'mayim to draw water, sivkat n'yud, or let's say, so he said those cases are patra b'l'asa. And Mechaber continues, says, in any knot, she'en shel kayama, that's not permanent, if you made it that of a kesha uman, that's also asa. That is a filibusha also lahat to baisi yamatzma. Even if he made it to that, he wants to untie it on that same day itself. Also, day is forbidden according to this opinion. Because you made it a professional knot, even though it's not permanent. Again, it has one of the two, so that's the middle category. Sivkat and Yudalef. We said that, but if it's tzarech mitzvah, for example, let's say you shekosher limdoid that you're trying to measure. That is shekosher shnei chavon biyachad. That he's knotting two ropes together as one kiddush yochel limdoid mem shemikvah, that you could have something long enough to measure the measurement of a mikvah. So then Sivkan Yudbez Mutal Liksha Bakula, that you'll tie a kesher in the shakuyam. I know that is a villa mice woman, even if it's a professional knot. The Lavachi, because if not, the villa below mitzvah show, then even the without a mitzvah is permitted. Because it's not a kesher shal kayama. Now, Mari, it's too much shi'ev should be nachah that you can't do it any other way. The Lavachi, because if not the case, you'll see a mice head, of course you should make a common person's knot, or you'll need a labad, or just make a bow, but you'll be measured with that. But let's talk lahat to Israel Rabban, you won't have to permit a rabbinic prohibition. Sivkan Yud Gimel. So you'll have a tie for a tzarech mitzvah, a kesher that she'ena shel kiyama, it's not permanent. I know that is a fellow asal esman, even though it's meant for a specific amount of time. Because the Shara Tzitna Yisvav says, because according to the Rambam, for sure there's no difference between one day or for an extended period of time, like we said. According to the Torah, that he holds in general, like the Rosh, that for, if it's for an extended period of time, that there is a Rabbanon, he holds like that for the Torah, that for this they permitted, because it's a mitzvah purpose. Says Mishmur Refer, this is because of a Sefer Beis Meir, Shemash Hetika Shachanach, this is a Shachanach quote, the Motu Mokha Mitzvah that's permitted in the situation of Mitzvah, who rocked us the Rambam about Torah. It's only the opinion of the Rambam in the Torah. L'Rash Bataysa Bartanurisham, Mitzadid, he's inclined, the Kesha Ha'asr Asr, that are prohibited and not is forbidden. Avilu Mokha Mitzvah, even in the situation of Mitzvah, Ayin Sham, look over there. Sifkatan Yudal, Drama Brother. Some say, the Yesh Lizar Bechula, one has to be careful not to untie any knot. There's two knots, one on top of the other, because we're not well versed. What's considered a kesher shal umen? Pirish. In other words, explaining kiyud the litter for the Rambam, since according to the Rif and the Rambam, aslegetchila b'umen is initially prohibited when it's a professional knot of legishmat b'biyami when you're untied that same day. Ve'inon bekin ma'u kesher shal umen. Now we're not well versed. What's considered a professional knot? Mestab, it's logical. The whole kesher question is a hard case. If any knot that you tie very tight, a shal umen is a professional. They were very careful. But any knot, that double knot, the Shnei Shum have a kesher amitz. A double knot is very tight. Of Mashakas of Shum kesher, in this that he writes, any knot. What it means to say is, even though it's not some avram lekamam b'simazeh that's brought later on this simon, the mutalik sholat that you allow to tie and untie, hainu dafka b'kesher echad, that's specific when it's one knot. Because as the Sharat Saint Oizayin says, this is from the Magid Rambam of the Gemara, because according to the Rush, it's permitted even by the kesher umen if it's not meant to last. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, this would be also like a tchilah. Sivkan Tezvav, he said that, but if let's say you make a kesher b'roish echad shal chotem mishicha, that dini kishnei kisham, meaning because the azmas halik shab, because then it's very tight. Make a kesher shalman, that's like two knots where that's considered like a professional knot, and therefore that would be a problem because of like we said for the kesher shalman. Balochan the b'maschol sheinu shal kayama. Said this knot that's not meant to last, and it's not a nice woman, that it's mutalik etchila. She says, all this is the lashon of the Rambam. That is, even if it's meant to last a certain amount of time, and according to Shid Zirash, it's tafka when it's not meant to last at all, like you mentioned in the Ramah. The Masal Dini Kamei Bechulu, Ramah said that Sotu regarding untying has the same halacha like tying. So says, look at Beseisa that he writes that the Rush writes. It appears to him that you're not chayav by untying, only if you're untying with the intention of tying your kesher shel kiyamah, similar to those who were trapped in chalazin that was in the Mishkan. The Beis writes in this that Midrabanan, even according to the Rush, would have been in all situations. So you should know that. Many disagree on the Rush regarding this. Rashi in Perek HaGadol, the Rambam, it's written in the Sefer Mezrikech, it's a fresh month of Rush, and the Smag. According to his words over there, it could be the Rabbein Chananel, also holds a Rashi regarding this. And then you don't have the proof of Taisis that they wrote the Kohen Ben Chanan. You need Matam Nas Liksha, and also the Yishami did no Raya. But around Nikar Din, it says the Be'alacha, it says, requires for me further analysis in the words of the Rush. Because you're going to say that you need it to be similar to the Mishkan, but also by tearing, it's brought in the Mishkan explicitly that you need to have Amanas Litvar with the intention of stitching. And that's because in the Mishkan, that's how it was, as brought in the Gemara. And even so, we hold the Alacha is that the same thing is when you're tearing with the intention of fixing, as obvious in the end of the submission, men look over there. By default, the reason is because since there is a remedy by tearing it, like when you're tearing with the intention of stitching, if that's the case, so also when there's a remedy by untying the knot, it's like untying with the intention of tying the knot. And also, according to his words, what's he asking, what's the commandment in Dafka Fiyud Beis, the Brises, the one the other, by untying the straps of the shoe? You should say that this one that says Chayiv is Matabras Liksha, and the one that says Us is Matashalamnas Liksha. Yeah, obviously the Malacha Mater is its own idea, and you would be chayiv even shalem nas lichshar without the intention of tying another knot. The Masla Shekosher Esn Behema, or he tied the bit by the animal. Now, this is brought previously that the kesher gemal is chayiv. There's tuma where the bala gemal made the kesher, which is ma'ase uman. And here it's a regular person that's ma'ase head, and therefore has a different halacha. The maskeh bereish echad achot. Same thing is that of a rope, says the smag over there. And look over there in the Bir Marash, that the top of the string of a stitching is also enough at one knot. This is wrote in the Gemara, Bukshag Sharm, doesn't mention the Mishnah or the Malach of Taifer. The Marash explains this to my when you made a knot of the two heads of the string together as one. The Maschadin Kishnek Sharm, the Bir Shekhat Shachot Amashikh is like two knots. So the Ligmash Bursiv Kutin has voted that what I wrote, that that's a Maisa Oman. And even though the Smag over there is not talking at all from the idea of Maisa Oman, because it doesn't quote by the Malach HaKosh, the Shiv Zeram, the Maisa Oman. However, since we see that the Smag holds that one knot that's on the top of a string is very tight, that's called the Kashmir Deraisa, like two knots in general, the Dharma holds that regarding Maisa Oman, it is the same thing as like making two knots. Some of the Dirshu 10, sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that one should not pull out a knot that's made for a designated time, just like you're not allowed to untie it. And that's how he writes later on Sefer Chav Gimel. However, if the purpose of the one that's who's pulling it out is to get to an object that's found inside the something that's knotted, and not just to pull apart the string, some of the holds that you're allowed to pull apart the knot like in a destructive way, and just like you're permitted to tear leather that's on the opening of a barrel to get to the one that's inside of it, as the Mishnah writes in Simishin Yidal Sekun Chavei. Chaz Mishnah adds on that any knot that's made in the garment with the intention of opening it and not with the intention of pulling it apart, meaning of destroying it, consider, so when you actually do break it, it's considered derech kilkul, and they're permitted to do that when the purpose is to reach to an object that's within the thing that has a knot. And he adds on that by a knot that's meant only to pull apart, then it'd be forbidden to pull apart because of makabe patish, that's how you're remedying the kli or the get begged that has the knot. However, a kesher that it's isser min atayra, Chaz Nish writes, it's possible that they were not lenient to be menatic, to pull it apart in a way that's destructive to get to the object that's inside of it, because they did not permit that, only by a kesher that the isser is mujabana. Dish number 11, sounds like from the Shabru that if you could be matir, if you could untie, or there's no need, then you should not be menatik, not just break it apart. That's the Chaz Nish writes, and he brings a proof to this from this that they were stringent not to pull apart a knot in front of Ama Aretz, even though to open the knot in front of him is permitted. And even when you could be menatik it in the derech of kilkel, which sometimes holds that the kabbon of the Chaz Nish is that still it's better to untie it because even nitik like this is you now do in front of Ama Aretz. When it's not possible to untie the knot only through a big effort in a long period of time, Shavuot writes, it's considered as if you cannot untie it, and therefore it's permitted, and even better, to just tear it apart. There's number 12, even though by other Isuri Shavuot Rabbanan, they're not permitted even by Makam Mitzvah, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Shavuot writes, that you cannot compare Gezeis Chasam one to the other. And here we're saying that we were lenient for Shira Mitzvah. However, he writes, it's possible to differentiate between this Isra and other Shavuot, based on what the Vilna Gaon says in Arachayim, the Sivim Shemim test. The Shavuot and Derabbanan are more chomer than other Gzeiras Derabbanan. Mainly, it's possible that the Isra Kshirim and Derabbanan is only Gzeira, was permitted Makam Mitzvah, even though by other Shavuot and Derabbanan, it was not permitted. Also, to untie this knot, to untie a knot, let's say, Mitzvah Chaz Nish writes, it's permitted. But Makam Tzad, the Gzeiras Shulchan writes, it's forbidden to knot or to untie at all, and they were not lean regarding Tzar, only by two knots, one on top of the other, as the Ramah writes. That's also been from the Israelites. And look what we'll discuss later on, Sivkun Yadal. Now, when there's a need to tie a tag of identification on the hand of a baby that was born on Shabbos, and it's not possible to do that only by a double knot, Shlomo Zalman holds that since this is not a knot that's meant to last, and the identity of the child is considered Tzarech Mitzvah, so that doesn't come to any situation of stumbling, like, for example, a brother marrying Chaz Shalom his sister, and you don't have here only Isik Shimid Rabban, it's permitted Makam Mitzvah, but Akabanim should not tie only on one hand and untie it on Matzah Shabbos. This is number 13. A Keshra Shakiyama that's not a Maisa Uman, Archlaner writes that according to the Mechaber, it's permitted to tie it L'Tzarech Mitzvah. This is number 14. Even though according to the Torah, a Keshra that's Asim Rabbanan is a Keshra that's made for a long period of time and does not depend at all on a Maisa Uman like the way the Rush holds, if that's the case, so why did they permit to make a kesher that's asmer rabban l'tzarich mitzvah, but you can make it in a permitted way, that is, you should make it with the intent of permitting it, meaning of untying it that day. Rosh Hashem explains that by makom mitzvah, the Chacham did not make it forbidden to make a kesher that's rabbinic at all. Addition number 15, tightening a loose knot, which is a knot on top of a knot. For example, let's say tightening the upper knot by the tzitzis, which at times could get a little bit loose. Tzitzis Shulchan writes that there's a concern of a chiyuv chatzis, because before you tighten it, so it wasn't a ma'aseh umen, and by tightening it becomes a ma'aseh umen. He adds on that if the knot was very loose, that is far away from the knot that's beneath it, it's possibly chayv even according to the Rush, because since before you tighten it, it did not have a name on it, a name of kesher at all. And that's what the Pinim Shel Mezamin, that's forbidden to tighten the knot or to loosen it, and that's also been in the Miskarelis. Dish number 16, the Pinim Chazon Ish, that these of two knots, a double knot, is only chomer ba'alma. But to tighten the knots that are made in this tzitzis strings, like we spoke about in the previous ha'ara, this girl holds that even according to the Chazon Ish, that's not asur only from a chomer ba'alma, it's meikar din, since the tying the knots of the tzitzis is considered ma'isa umen, adds on over there that not to make it forbidden to go with the tzitzis, that the knots are not tight, of a concern that you might come to tighten them on Shabbos, because since even without tightening, the tzitzis are kosher. Now regarding making a double knot, which are not tight, with a like a kerchief, or with a belt that's that one's wearing around his waist, and this girl's holds has halacha like making a double knot one on top of the other, and it's forbidden, and therefore one should also not untie it only in the situation of tzar. The other Mishlam Zaman holds Rama did not make it forbidden to do this only by a double knot that's very tight, that through that it's considered like a very strong knot. However, by a head covering, since the knots are not so tight, one could be lenient with a conditional that she has a mind to untie that same day. And that's also been Rabbi Yashav. Shubhash Abba Levi writes that since the Becha Yeser writes, which brought in Shari Shubhash Abba Levi, that the Minig is already accustomed that to tie two knots by a belt, same thing is, and the same reason is that one could untie those knots even by a head covering. Tzitzis Shulchan writes that regarding a head covering that, or a kerchief that's tied around the neck with a double knot, that even the Medina is permitted when he has in mind to untie that day. However, it's better to do it like with a bow. The reason the Ramah that's lenient regarding this in the situation of tzar, of pain, Ketzer Zogon writes, his reason is not because b'mokim tzar they're mekel, because we don't find by others from the Ramah that they're mekel b'mokim tzar. Rather, his reason is that you could combine the Shittas Rashi and the Rush, that every kesher that's made to untie that day is not also even Rabbanan, and so through this, there has a double knot that's made one on top of the other, and I consider my Soman only misafik. That's also been known as Kriyal. It's just he points out that from the Lashon Ramah and from the Agra, it sounds like the reason the Heter is only because b'mokim tzar, in the situation of pain, they were mekel. And even though the Ramah doesn't write like this only regarding untying a knot, this girl holds that the same thing would be regarding tying such a knot. So even that's permitted makom tzar when it's not possible to tie in this in a permitted way. And therefore, it's permitted to tie a bandage with a double knot on top of a wound to prevent the pain from the chayla, from the sick person, as long as it's not possible to tighten it in any other permitted way, with conditional that it should have in mind to untie that knot that same day, and that the knot should not be so tight. Dish number 17. The Mishbura said that, you know, a double knot is like a very tight knot, and to add on a knot on top of two knots that are already made, Shlomazaman is inclined that that's forbidden, because since through the third knot, the double knots get even tighter, it's considered like making a knot Bereshe Shulchot, which was the end of the Ramah. He adds on that, however, one has to judge, maybe it's not similar to making a knot on the top of the thread, which the knot that's made there on the top of the thread, even though it's not made but just to strengthen, however, through that it's like creating a new entity, which is not the case by making a knot on top of a double knot, that even though it's strengthening the existing knots, however, it's not really introducing anything new. Therefore, it's similar to cooking something that's mitzamek v'yafalai, even though it gets better the more it's cooked, it's not including bishul. Dish number 18. Someone ties two knots. If someone ties two edges of a string together into one knot, Tzitzis Shulchan writes, has a look like tying one knot on the top of the thread, which is a problem. So too, a plastic bag, and this girl holds that it's forbidden to tie its edges, even into one knot, because since it's similar to tying one knot at Bereshit Shulchot, a bag that has handles, you're allowed to tie the two handles one to the other, just like it's permitted to tie with one knot any two separate things. That's what saying versus one thing that you're tying. You make a knot on the edge. That's different. So the plastic bag, even one knot would be a problem because it's like one thread. But two handles would not be a problem. Someone makes a knot on the top of a thick rope that the knot really can't be so tied. This girl told us that this knot is not considered as two knots. And he adds on that one has to be in doubt what thickness of a rope would you consider that the knot is like not so tight. Someone makes a knot on the top of a thread that's not spun. It's just made from one thing. For example, let's say a string of nylon, a plastic, or something like that. This girl told us that there's no issue because of kasha, because this knot is not really connecting two distinct items together as one.